Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Luke, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried, and in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us.' And he said, 'Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment.' But Abraham said, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them.' And he said, 'No, Father Abraham, but even if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent.' He said to him, 'If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead.' O Lord, have mercy on us." In the end, all is quite painful and hopeless for the unnamed rich man, but come on now, be honest. At least for a time, this time in this world, wouldn't you rather be the wealthy one, resplendently robed? I dare you to tell me that you'd volunteer today, right now, to be the poor man. Tell me that instead of eating filet mignon and lobster and drinking buckets of champagne every day, you'd rather be dropped on the street, filthy, abandoned, starving. Tell me that you'd really rather be living the earthly life of Lazarus, and I will not hesitate to reply, I don't believe you. You want the Four Seasons, not the Motel 6. You want the gleaming Porsche, not the rusted out Pinto. You want the beaches of Hawaii, not the slums of Mumbai. You want that mattress with your sleep number on it, not a mud path that's been hardened to concrete. But all of that is really beside the point. Christ isn't lecturing us on the evils of receiving earthly wealth over poverty. And neither is Jesus trying to frighten you into submission by giving a motivational speech so that you would always show mercy to your neighbor, even though you and I should be doing just that. Rather, the Lord gets to the heart of the problem. He is warning against Pharisaical self-centeredness and what naturally comes with that, a disregard for Moses and the prophets. For there, in the divine word, is found the crucified Son of God, and with him, resurrection and life forever. Or allow me to say it in the better way, eternal life in the Son of God finds you. You see, it is the Word of God that does all of the work. If you are dismissive of its divine promise, if there is no emptiness within you, no strength or room to receive God's grace and mercy, your Pharisee is doomed. God has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. Repent. Open your ears to the Son of God who speaks and works even today through Moses and the prophets. Well, Pastor, what about if someone were to come back from the grave? Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that get people's attention? That'd convince everybody. Repentance and the faith that grasps life and forgiveness and salvation. This is so much more than logical persuasion by argument or miracles. It is the lasting fruit of faithful preaching. God's genuine work is located in the proclamation of His Word here and now, today, but not by some kind zombie messengers who travel back to us from the realm of the dead. God's genuine work is located in now living men who have been intentionally called by Him to open their mouths and join in the heavenly chorus to do for God's flock what God's flock is in turn to do for the world, to declare the excellencies of Him who have called us out of darkness into His marvelous light, a world full of sinners brought to their place that God intends. God's genuine work is in the administration of His sacraments by these now living men to baptize, to absolve, to feed. And in all these things, through the work that He has given them to do, Christ does not desire to do anything else but to testify of Himself. In fact, raised from the dead and come back from the grave so that all are brought to repentance, forgiveness, and the righteousness of God that is bestowed upon all as pure, unmerited, unearned gift. In fulfillment of God's promise, in the sure and certain hope of a future in glory without end for you. Lazarus found no mercy from the rich man, no morsel to relieve his hunger, no bandage for his sores, no fellowship for his loneliness. But he silently, humbly received another, far greater mercy. He found Father Abraham and the heavenly multitude that no one can count. Lazarus found the Lamb of God at the center of it all. He found health and forgiveness and lasting peace. He, like you and me, has found in these sacred pages the man who was abandoned at death's gate, the Messiah condemned for our sins that he did not commit, the Savior in whom there was no form or majesty that we should look upon Him and no beauty that we should desire Him, who opened not His mouth, yet utterly took away the verdict of guilt for every evil that men have done, also that poor fallen sinners like Lazarus and rich sinners like you and me might go forever free. Oh, that God in his abundant grace would make us more like holy beggar Lazarus, helpless, even more dependent, relying on no one but him, in constant repentance, satisfied with nothing short of the eternal divine, and finally with no other feast than to sit at table with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That we would be the dogs eating the undeserved divine crumbs, relishing his wounds from which poured that sacred atoning blood, abiding forever in his love. For of such we were in former times, dogs and outcasts, impoverished sinners all. And now to us has been opened the kingdom of God, where there is everlasting righteousness and joy, comfort and bliss, in the holy and precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend David and Jenny Preuss, who serve the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.